Hare Krishna, dear devotees, good morning. Welcome to this class, Preaching is the Essence. Now we're focusing on Books are the Basis.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。欢迎大家继续来聆听我们的系列讲课，传播是精髓。那么近期我们的主题专注在书籍是基础。
And before we get started, we'll offer our humble obeisances to our founder Acharya.
开始之前，我们先向我们国际 Krishna 智觉协会的创办灵性导师致以前进的顶拜，奉上祷文。
To all the Vaishnav devotees of the Lord.
向所有主的 Vaishnav 奉献者顶拜。
The Lord Chaitanya and his associates.
向主 Chaitanya 和他的同游顶拜。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashtatya Deshatarane.Panchakalpa Churubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we're continuing in our series of interviews of different devotees.Around the China Yatra.
近期我们都在采访中国亚车中国区不同地方的奉献者，那这周我们继续。
And today we are going to interview Leelamai Radhika Dasi from Beijing.
今天早上我们采访的对象是北京的 Leelamai Radhika Dasi.
And for those of you who have not met her, she's leading a few groups, actually. One group that she originally cultivated has also kind of divided, and there's a few of the groups now, and she's also traveling to other cities for cultivating newer groups of devotees and so on. So she's quite active.
可能大家有的人还没有见过 Leelamai Radhika Dasi. 我简单来介绍一下。她在北京，她自己带着几个小组，最初是一个组，那后来人多了就分成了不同的组。而且呢，同时他也会定期去到其他地方、其他城市培养一些新的奉献者小组。总之，他在传播方面特别的热情活跃。
So, thank you for agreeing to join our interview this morning.
感谢你今天能够参加我们接受我们的采访。
So the first question I'd like to ask is, you know, how you were first introduced to Krishna consciousness. I know that you were quite a successful and still are quite a successful businesswoman and quite involved in so many aspects of material life. So how were you originally introduced to Krishna consciousness?
Leelamai Radhika Dasi, 首先要问你的第一个问题就是你是怎么样接触到 Krishna 之觉的。据我了解呢，你也是做生意的人，在物质生活当中你也是参与很多的。那你最初是怎么样接触到 Krishna 之觉，进入 Krishna 之觉的呢？
Hi Krishna, Guru Maharaj, 请接受我非常非常卑微深深的顶拜，非常感恩给我这个机会，也感恩所有的奉献者，深深的顶拜大家。是这样的，就是，我在几年前，2014年 一次无意的在一次那个学习班上然后认识到后来就是当时张磊马达吉后来叫现在叫马戴菲马达吉然后他给我推荐了国家梵歌然后我就买了买了之后呢结果买了之后一直没看然后等到一个月之后卖给我书的就这个点也非常重要卖给我书的那个加格纳达帕布他给我打电话他问我书读的怎么样然后其实我当时一直没看嘛然后我就被惊了一下我想从来没有任何一本书就是你买回来之后居然还有人问你读的怎么就卖书的给你的人我当时不知道那个是谁啊反正后来知道是加格纳达帕布然后还问就你读的怎么样所以我当时就很重视这件事然后就开始读读完之后呢其实整个国家梵歌因为在那之前那个神已经在我心中被唤醒了就是在读国家梵歌之前就是神意识就是神的那种意识就神存在的这个意识但是呢就是所以国家梵歌整个给到我的那个最大的印象就是非常陌生的一个东西就是涟漪和纯粹奉献者然后就问到谁是纯粹奉献者我就问当时问瓦德克呀然后谁是什么是涟漪后来他就推荐我去了北齐家然后我的这个灵性之旅是从那儿开始的见到了第一次其实去了就见到古鲁马尔皮就是他正好在那里做活动五一的时候然后参加了几天活动后来就认识到马杜尔布瑞亚马纳吉然后就开始跟他们联谊然后很快的马杜尔布瑞亚马纳吉呢就给了我服务的机会就是服务我的就是现在是我的启迪咕噜啊给我大家说阿米然后就开始了走上了这个奉爱之途通过服务其实特别特别感恩的就是这姑妈就给了仁慈通过服务然后就被才开始理解国家梵歌在讲什么然后就开始知道有一种东西在心中被慢慢的唤醒起来那就是甜美也通过服务感受到了甜美虽然强度不是很大但是也足就是真的是足非常的吸引人在这个路上一直这样存就是这样待下去
My first contact was in 2014 when I was taking a training course outside one devotee who is backing Zhang Lei and who is now Vaidehi Madhaji she recommended Bhagavad Gita so I bought Bhagavad Gita 1 month later to my surprise one person called me and was asking how is your reading of Bhagavad Gita going on I was surprised because never had I experienced this that the bookseller would care about whether you read the book or not from then on I started reading Bhagavad Gita and I read something like one has to associate with pure devotees. So I asked Vaidehi Madhaji, what is association? And then she introduced me to devotees in Beijia, the original center. There I met my Guru Maharaj and I met Madhava Priya Madhaji, who later on engaged in me in serving my Guru Maharaj. It was through service that I began to understand what Bhagavad Gita was about. And also through service, I experienced something called sweetness. That's how I started.
Oh, very interesting. And as we're interviewing different devotees, There's similarities. There's a commonality. Devotees attend a program and they get a book and then they start reading that book and then their lives are forever transformed.
很有意思的经历。我们最近在采访不同的奉献者，发现奉献者分享的经历当中都有相似的部分，比 比如说都是从奉献者那里得到一本书，参加了某次的联谊，某个节目，然后人生就从此发生了转变。
So in your case, you received the Bhagavad Gita first.
那你的话，据你根据你所说的，你是先得到《波迦梵歌》的。
That was the first book. Means to say the first book she received, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you mentioned something about associating with pure devotees and something about service. So when you were reading the Bhagavad Gita for the first time, was there a particular a verse or a phrase, a purport, or a philosophical point that impressed you the most? Did something like really stand out, you know, of the page and really impacted you?
你提到了《博迦梵歌》当中说了，那说到有联谊和纯粹奉献者联谊，也谈到服务。那么在读《博迦梵歌》的过程当中，有没有哪个诗节、哪句话，或者说某个哲学点，让你印象特别深的？
就是整个《博迦梵歌》，实际上我在刚开始阅读它的时候，就感觉每一句话都特别好，但是啥也没记住，然后就感觉读了好几，我其实开始就读了好几遍，但是呢，就感觉都特别好，每次读完都非常的喜悦，但是还什么都没记住，所以就感觉是一团麻。直到后来就是有人推动我去分享它的时候，我才开始理出线索。所以其实刚开始没有任何一个师姐单独给我留下一个什么特别的印象，就觉得挺好的。
Actually, when I started reading Bhagavad Gita, I already felt that each sentence was so good. But the fact is, I didn't really understand. It was like a mess for me. But I relished reading. It was until someone pushed me to share, means to give class, that I began to have a clear idea about the structure and the theme.
All right, but from the initial reading, something certainly must have kind of triggered a commitment in you, because as I know, you kind of very quickly committed to rendering service. So there must have been something that touched you in a way that attracted you to the process of Krishna consciousness.
那最初的阅读当中，有没有真正激励到你的，或者是触动你的一些东西？因为据我了解，你读过之后不久，你就就是很认真的投入了服务。那到底是有没有一个具体的内容激励你这么做呢？
就是服务本身，就是博迦梵歌，因为他一直在强调这个服务的重要性嘛，然后所以我就正好也在服务了，因为奉献者的仁慈给了我服务的机会，所以我就一直在思考什么是服务。就是其实我们物质世界对服务的理解啊，就物质概念当中对服务的理解是那种服务员就是那样的事情，所以我一直在祈祷，就给我主给我恩典，让我去明白什么是服务，就这样慢慢的，其实真的是服务在激励，在鼓舞，就是一直在这条路上是服务本身。
As I said, there was no particular verse that really impressed me, but I was motivated by what is said in Bhagavad Gita about service, because it was stressed again and again in Bhagavad Gita that we need to render service. So I could say it is service itself that triggers me to do more services. Because in the material conception, whenever we speak of service, it means someone who is serving in like a waiter or some other manual labor. But I was trying to understand what the service means, as mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. So I was also praying to the Lord, please give me mercy, allow me to understand what service is. And by devotee's mercy, who engaged me, the devotee engaged me in services. That's how it works.
Okay, so then, I mean, from that first reading, there was a philosophical point that impressed you, and that was, you know, this the conception of devotional service. And so you wanted to know more about that, or you wanted to understand it, you wanted to experience it. And then you prayed to the Lord to help you understand and to kind of engage you in devotional service.
那看来其实最初的阅读还是有一些哲学概念有让你印象很深的，有触动到你的，比如说你说的关于父爱服务这个观念，你读了之后就觉得想有愿望去理解到底什么是服务，也想体验一下到底什么是真正的服务，而且你像你说的，你也向主祈祷，祈祷主给你恩典，让你理解服务是什么。
So after this, and you started to engage in devotional service, what happened? In other words, Prabhupada's books, they played a really important role in all of this. And, you know, through Prabhupada's teachings and his books and the application, how did your life change?
那后来又又发生了什么呢？也就具体的来讲，圣普拉普华德的书无疑是改变了你的生命，对吧？那到底是具体是怎样改变你的生命的呢？
好，这个真的是要，确实是非常非常的感恩古鲁马哈吉的仁慈，就是我的整个的这个在灵性生活道路当中都是因为古鲁的仁慈，要没有古鲁马哈吉的话，估计也不是今天这个转变。就是那个仁慈的太多太多的神奇的发生了，都是就是在服务过程当中那种没有办法形容的。怎么说呢，就是太多了，就每一步，就是每一步，包括生活的，因为我自己本身是一个对生活没有计划的人，也没有对未来的期待，其实什么都没有，然后每一步都是在孤儿的这个恩典之下发生的，包括后来的联谊，后来的这个所有的，包括后来的分享等等，都是全部都是孔帕这个人何必就是一直给予的这种祝福，所以真的只能感恩，深深深深的感恩 Guru Maharaj 顶拜。
It's really due to Guru Maharaj's mercy. I'm really feeling very grateful, because I can see my spiritual life was made by my Guru Maharaj. I was guided by his mercy and blessings in each step of the way. Because for me, I don't have a plan for my life. I don't have any expectation for the future. So everything happens because of his mercy. The regular programs in my house and all other things, everything is due to his mercy. So I'm feeling very grateful.
Okay, so your first contact was 2014? 14, right?
Yes, 14.
Okay. So since that time, I mean, you said you started to do services, you started to associate with devotees and started to be engaged in services. So can you kind of recount, you know, those services that you did in the early days and, you know, how it's evolved to what you're doing now? There must have been a progression of some sort. It'd be interesting to hear this.
你刚刚有说到你第一次接触到薄伽梵歌奉献者呢是2014年，后来你又开始和奉献者联谊，开始从事一些服务，那你可不可以大概跟我们分享回顾一下 自那以后到现在，你都做从事了什么样的方案服务？那肯定从最初到现在服务有一步一步有一个发展，或者是有增多，到底是怎么样一个过程？
哦，是刚开始就是在主要是服务 Guruji 的那个，就在奉献者联谊当中哈。后来 Madhava Priya 在他那儿联谊一个月之后，对，一两个月之后吧，就 Guruji 就来了，然后他就让我去给 Guruji 开车，然后就从服务就从那儿开始的。刚开始只是简单的这样服务，后来慢慢的在 Guru 的这个就是 Guru 的愿望之下，也就是不知道，反正不知道怎么发生的，然后我们家就可以联谊了。然后联谊之后呢，后来就刚开始是那个就是沙尔蒂亚玛拉吉在这儿那个分享嘛，就是讲课，后来就有人推动我来就是分享，我就这样开始了。然后刚开始就是也是在带一些给他们分享一些课程，啊，慢慢慢慢的发现好像我现在具有这个能力，就是具有这一生好像这个具有这个天赋是可以来用的，然后就开始慢慢的越来越多的分享。后来当然在产推萨玛拉吉的这个驱动下，去到那个瑜伽馆哈，开始分享，嗯，就这样就把这个以分享，就是以给人家去分享国家梵歌的这种方式，就走得越来越，就好像就慢慢这个局面就开始有一点打开，所以到今天呢，就就还是以这个服务会更多。
I started.Associated with devotees in Madhava Priya Madhaji's house, and it went down for 1 month. And later, when Guru Maharaj visited, I was engaged in driving for him. And later on, maybe that's Guru Maharaj's willing, that's his desire. He wanted us to organize regular programs in my house. So that's how we started. At the very beginning, it was Shardiya Madhaji who was.Giving a lecture. Later on, I was pushed to share something about Bhagavad Gita. Later on, Chandrika Madhaji organized some programs in some yoga studios. And I was invited to share Bhagavad Gita and other related topics. That's what I'm mostly engaged in now, until now.
Okay, and of all, let's say, let's put it like this, of all the services that you have rendered, you know, through the years, which service is your favorite service?
那这些年，你也从事过不少的各种各样的服务，那在所有的这些服务当中，哪一项是你最喜欢的呢？
我感觉我都挺喜欢的。
I like them all.
Like them all.
就是服务的。Whatever service, as long as it's service, I would like it.
Okay. Obviously, you have gotten a certain amount of success as compared to many other groups around China. You have quite a large number of group members, and it seems to be expanding. Can you put your finger on why that is? Is there a particular thing, a certain presentation, or a certain type of a program? What has attracted people?
那很明显从这个分享或者说从你传播方面做的努力的结果来看，还是比较成功的，和全国各地其他的小组相比还算是比较成功的，因为据我了解你的小组数量也在增加，小组的组员的数量也在增加。那你可不可以分享一下你组织这些节目在讲这些课到底是什么吸引把人吸引进来的呢？是通过是到底是通过什么样 的一个讲课或者是分享吸引的吸引人进来的呢？
啊，就是这个分享当中是就是佛家方歌，我用一种比较落地就是接地气的方式，因为之前确实听了就是一些就是之前听过一些那个其他的奉献者的分享嘛，就是在刚刚进来的时候是感觉到好像哲学跟我们的生活是不接，就是不对接的。然后我当时心里面就有个心愿，我特别想要把这个这么伟大的哲学，就是为这么伟大的这种精髓啊，关于我们生命的这种本质生命力，其实它本身就是佛教方歌，就是我们的灵魂，然后就是我们的生命，那为什么不让这个生命在我们每个人心中唤醒来了，就是我就特别想要有这个愿望。然后所以后来不知道就是因为可能有这个愿望吧，然后慢慢的在分享过程当中就能够把这个非常实际的就放到人们的生活当中，让他们把这个佛家梵歌活出来，而不是让它成为一个知识把它记下来。那这样的话，因为每个人都能践行嘛，在践行的过程当中就他就有收获，他就会感觉到回去就有改变，那就变得慢慢的更快乐喜悦。所以这个可能是更好的。当然每次我们不管去到哪里，我们的厨房的服务都是跟上的，萨摩黑尼玛拉吉啊，然后以及他所带领的一个小团队，每次不管去到哪里，他们都非常非常热情，非常奉献的，也是跟随着，就所以整个这个环节都是就是全面的，就按圣爸爸的要求嘛，都是完整的。就这个就让有就很多就好多朋友都能留下来。
What I'm trying to do is to try to share the principles, the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita in a down-to-earth way, so that people can relate to their life and can practically apply to their life. I heard when I came to Krishna consciousness, I heard how some devotees shared Bhagavad Gita. Then even at that time, I was thinking how I can present it in a way that people can easily relate to, can connect to their life. That's how I am doing, because the desire is there. So as I try to share it, Bhagavad Gita, I was inspired to share it in a way that people can really live according to the principles and philosophies of Bhagavad Gita. And another point is, wherever we travel to, I bring my cooking team, headed by Samohini Mataji. So that's how we package the philosophy and the cooking.
Okay. So you started the program in your home, and this was actually, it wasn't so long ago you actually started the regular program. How long has it been now?
你在家里面组织定期的联谊有多久了？是从什么时候开始的？
应该是从2016年，就是那一年姑姑让我们联谊，后来姑姑来了一次，来了记得是七月份吧，然后后来走的时候姑姑就给了信语了，说让我们要在家里联谊，然后就首次联应该是八九月份，大概是那么个时间就开始了。当时刚开始沙尔利亚曼拉吉他们来的。
It started from August 2016, because Guru Maharaj instructed us that we should start a regular program here. So Sharadiya Mataji started to lead our group.
And who were the initial group members?
最初的那个组员都有谁呢？
都有，就是那个大地，就现在 Brajapriya, Dameshwari, 王杰，还有谁？他们刚开始没在。 第一波人，其他还有谁？Sorry, I focus more of them.
So there is an initial group of devotees, and where did they come from? It seems like they were already devotees. They were already devotees. But from there it expanded and expanded quite a bit and it happened quite quickly. So it seems like you started with a core group and then it kind of expanded. Can you put your finger on why it expanded so quickly? Is there something, again, in the presentation or in the approach? It was a certain type of people you approached or a certain place you went to attract new people? Or how did the whole thing unfold? Because we don't see it happening in so many places around China.
等于说，你是从一个核心小组开始联谊的，那么后来这个小组又迅速的扩大，而且人数越来越多，而且现在好像也还在增加，对吧？那你能不能分享一下，到底是什么原因让你的小组？组从一个核心小组不断的在人数增加，不断的甚至分裂为更多的小组，同时更多的小组，你到底是因为你讲课的方式，还是说其他什么，包括你在传播的时候有没有特定类型的人群对象？因为我们没有看到同样的这种发展的势头，在其他小组，全国其他很多小组，我们并没有看到这样的发展的势头。
哦，其实这个是要感恩每一个，就是我们大家在一起联谊的所有的奉献者因为他们都非常的愿意接受朋友来，然后当然，因为我自己本身也是个催眠师，所以这个方面也还是会吸引一些人嘛，就是来做催眠呀什么的。然后就是每个人其实都非常的热情哈，然后大家都不断的在推荐带朋友来，然后确实大家也能感觉到，来了之后呢，当时确实有收获，就是不管怎样，听一次感觉好像有收获嘛，那就想再听一听，所以这样慢慢的，当然尤其是要感恩那个，拉萨布瑞亚曼达吉，他呢就带了很多他的朋友来。也没有特定的人群，就大家感觉合适的就带来听，就是这样发展起来，所以每个人都非常的，就感恩每个人都非常的热情和努力。
The first thing is, everyone in our group is very enthusiastic, and they are making effort. They are constantly introducing new people in our group. And the second one is because I'm a hypnotist, through this healing therapy, many people are attracted. And also Rasa, because people come and they feel benefited, so they want to come more and to hear more. And another thing is I want to thank Rasa Priya Radha Mataji. She brought a lot of friends here. I didn't really have a particular target type of people.
当然还要加一点啊，就是也非常非常感恩桑姆黑尼玛达吉和他，就是他，因为他的那个助手一直在换人啊，就他们一起服务这个布萨达，就是因为我们家的布萨达是非常的吸引人的，就是有的人刚开始来其实就是为了来荣耀菩萨的，然后对，就是他们非常的重要，他们那个环节真的非常的甜美，就让我们的心都被那个菩萨的吸引住了。
Another important aspect is Samohini Madhaji and her assistant, they are working very hard in preparing very nice tasteful prasadam. So many people are attracted by the prasadam. Some even came just for the prasadam at the very beginning.
Like many in ISKCON.
那其实，在 ISKCON 很多人，刚开始的时候都是被 Prasadam 吸引的。
Prabhupada said that we have a kitchen philosophy.
所以 Prabhupada 说，我们这叫厨房宗教，或者说厨房哲学。
So Prasadam was always a very big part of the Krishna consciousness movement.
所以 Prasadam 是我们 Krishna 知觉运动发展的一个。永远都是很重要的一个因素，
Our secret weapon.
是我们的秘密武器。
So currently, how many group members do you have?
那目前，你的小组总共有多少组员？
天，这个啊。这个怎么算呢？反正总共现在如果加上其他外地的话，加起来六七十个有吗？应该大概六七十个人吧。
The groups here in Beijing, and also the groups I travel to, altogether there are around 60 to 70 people.
Okay. And in Beijing, you hold more than one program a week, correct?
在北京，你在你们家里的联谊一周不止一次吧？
不好意思，一周真的有3次。
Three times a week。
That's in your home, correct?
就是在家里，对吧？
也是。
Okay. And which other places do you travel to?
你平时都会去哪些地方呢？
就是现在去的比较多的是那个蚌埠，然后安徽蚌埠，然后那个北京宋庄那边也有一个小组也慢慢就起来了，然后银川那边我们等到明年，因为他那儿有些具体情况，明年就会继续了，明年去开春。
Currently, one place in Bongbu, in Hefei, near Hefei, in Anhui Province, and another one in another place in Beijing. And next year, we will resume our program in Yinchuan.
And how were those connections originally made? I mean, was there somebody that invited you, or how were those connections made originally?
刚刚你有提到说你也在有去不同其他的地方就是去分享做节目，那这些最初你都是怎么和这些人联系上的呢？是他们邀请你吗？
就是他们都是之前听过，就是比如说蚌埠的那个，他是来这儿来北在北京的时候，他当时在北京听过，然后他特别希望就再去嘛，所以他去了蚌埠几年以后就邀请了。然后另外一个是也是在北京听过那个几次，听过一两次那个银川的，就是在北京来的时候听过一两次课，然后也觉得挺好的。然后宋庄那个呢是就是也是一个朋友，一个瑜伽老师，他听过那个课，然后他就跟那个瑜伽馆主说了，然后就邀请去的。
And the one in Bongbu and the one in Yinchuan is because they when they came to Beijing, they attended my class, and when they went back to their place, they want to continue the program, organize the program in their place. And the other one in Beijing, it was because a friend, after hearing my lecture, she introduced me to a yoga studio owner.
But you said your lecture. So I think your lectures were not only given at your home, but you did venture out. And I know that at one point you were giving lectures in different places. You want to speak about that, the different places you've given lectures, and perhaps what how what your topic or topics were, the presentation and all, get a sense of what you did for kind of outreach. I think that's an important point.
也就是说你组织的这些联谊还有活动，不光是在家里，你还有走出去，去其他的场合，其他的地方去讲课分享。那你可不可以分享一下你在对外的传播的节目当中都会讲一些什么，什么样的话题？
哦，在对外的这个当中，一般肯定不是马上从博家房歌开始，就是从那个一些非常实际的那个，比如说像什么是催眠呀，然后后来又讲关于这个孩子啊，关于孩子啊，爱与恐惧呀，还有接纳呀，当下呀等等这样的主题开始，因为这些主题就很能打动人的心嘛，就是因为每个人都有这些问题，然后这个时候才把慢慢的把博家梵歌这样开始说，就是这样就深入进去了，然后就开始系列的开始讲，基本上都是这么一个程序，就是这个次序吧。
And for outreach ones or for programs targeting new people, usually I do not start with Bhagavad Gita. Instead, I would speak about what is hypnosis and how it helps us, and also children education, love and fear, acceptance, living in the present.Because those topics are really relevant to people's life, and it really touched people's heart because it directly relates to their problems and solves their problems. And after that, I would start a series talks on Bhagavad Gita.
Okay, so I guess you used...hypnosis and these other topics as kind of a way to connect with people, like an icebreaker, a way to connect with them, provide some solutions to their kind of immediate problems. And then you started to introduce Bhagavad Gita.
那也就是说你用催眠的话题跟催眠相关的话题或者其他像您在当下爱与恐惧等等这样的话题，像是一个破冰的一些话题，去帮人们解决他们面临的直接的，就是跟他们直接相关的问题，然后之后才逐步引入博家梵歌的，是这样吗？
是的 ，Yes。
嗯哼 ，And so when you were delivering those lectures, what type of places did you go to? I think at one point you also gave some lectures in university, if I'm not mistaken. And there are other places that you gave your talks at. You want to speak a little bit about that, please?
据我了解你去外面的场所去讲课还是挺多的。你有能不能分享一下你都去过什么样的场合讲过课？我记得你好像也去过一些大学，你可不可以分享一下？
就是这个呢，其实去外面讲课是真的非常非常的感恩产学干嘛的机，因为当时有两年的时间，有一年多吧，他一直在帮着联系各个瑜伽馆，然后就很多瑜伽馆，然后包括确实有高校，然后去讲课。什么的，所以是因为产经和马达基的这个他当时的这个服务和这个奉献啊，然后我们才有机会去进到那些场所的。
I want to thank Chandrika Madhaji for organizing some programs in yoga studios and the universities. It was because of her devotional service that I got a chance to go there.
And there were quite a few of those, as I remember, quite a number.
我记得还是不少的，有不少这样的节目的。
是，当时他联系的确实挺多的。
Yes, there were a lot.
So from those programs, I presume that some of the current, some of the current.Group members may have come. Is that correct?
那我想现在的很多一些组员就是从那些节目当中接触到的 开始来到这个Krishna 记忆当中的，对吗？
嗯，对，是的，是有一些有少部分是从那里来的。
Yes, there are a few of them.
Mm-hmm. And then, as I remember, there was a time when you did some online series of classes, and that also went on for some time. And as I remember, there were people spread out across China, and so you did that. You want to speak a bit about that as well?
我也记得，就是，你也有一段时间也有做线上的系列的课程，针对那些散布在全国各地的人，一些听众，这方面你可不可以讲一点？
就是之前第一次在网上的这种课程，确实也是产缺卡玛达吉的，这个也是他的那个建议哈，然后就开始在一个瑜伽柠檬这个平台上去讲述了国家梵歌，就还效果还是挺好的，但是有个小缺陷，就是我们无法跟那些听众联系。后来我们之前呢有了一个公众号叫伟达生活，然后我们现在在那个上面发，但是现在针对的主要是一些，就是比如说朋友他想推荐他的朋友听，或者是我在外地区的，有些朋友他想老听嘛。因为我们去外地不可能每周都去，现在基本上是一周去一次，所以呢，不是一个月去一次，所以就，这样他们就有机会可以听到，就能够一直保持着那种相当于线上的联谊。
And at the very beginning, Chenji Kamadaji suggested me to speak online. There was one defect, one disadvantage is speaking online, I was not able to really connect with everyone. Later on, we have a WeChat platform called Veda Life, where I would stream online on that platform my pre-recorded lectures so that people from other cities where I travel to once a month can keep connected, can keep hearing my lectures regularly.
Okay. So from all of this, I understand that it's really important for everyone, and for us all, to make effort to get out and to, deliver lectures or interact with people beyond just our own little group. And beyond our homes and everything like that, there's a necessity to get out there and to kind of do some outreach.
所以听了你分享的这些，那我就觉得，其实对我们每一个奉献者来说，我们都需要除了照顾自己家里的这小组以外呢，还都需要去走出去。去或者是去讲课，或者是去跟外面更多的人去交流互动，这个很重要。
来吧
，Hare Krishna。
Did you get my last question?
No.
What happened? What was the last thing you heard, or what was the last thing you said?
And it's very important for each of us to reach out, to go out, to give a lecture, interact with people.
Yeah, well, that was kind of an open-ended, right? That wasn't just my statement. What is her response to that?
是不是就是根据你所说的，是不是这个很重，对每个人来说都很重要啊，除了在自己家里面组织联谊，都需要走出去，去和更多的人去分享互动，是不是这样？
那是当然的，那肯定是需要的，因为现在太多的，我们现在这个时代嘛，太多太多的人，当然尤其是在中国，就是据我的感受来看，太多人需要这些东西了，但是呢，他们没有，就是 不见得给到那么深，就给到直接给到神爱，嗯，但是至少基础的东西都是非常需要的。我们需要走出去，让他们都感受到，感受到什么是生命，就是生命力。要不然大家都活得特别像一个行尸走肉，就是，活得特别的压抑啊，很多的焦虑，就是太苦了，就人们真的活得太苦了。
Yes, certainly that is very much needed. According to my experience, everybody, especially here in China, and people really need what we can give. We may not have to give them the highest thing, love for Godhead at the very beginning. At least we can share some basic things, because people are living under great stress, anxiety, great pain. So they are in great need of this knowledge. We need to show them how to live real life. Otherwise, they are like living dead.
Mm. So I guess that has to be an inspiration that comes from within. Every preacher has to have that inspiration, because it's not easy. It's not easy to, you know, kind of push oneself to get out there. I mean, there are challenges, certainly obstacles and everything like that. So everyone has to have a certain kind of inner inspiration.
So, 对每一个传教者来说，这应该是发自内心的一种动力或者是鼓舞，想要主动的推动走出去，这不容易。得自己内心的发自内心的有这个样的动力在，是吗？
哦，谁问的？那确实是，就是自己内心的主动的意愿，就是包括这种真的是想要帮助别人的这种愿望是非常重要的，不然的话就肯定是在家里面当得很舒服。
Yes, I agree. It has to be driven by innermost desire to help those in need. Of course, it's comfortable to stay at home and to travel, to go out. It takes effort.
So where do you get that inspiration from?
那你内在的这个动力，这个鼓舞是从哪里来的？
应该是说，就是总体说来，我自己也不是特别的清楚。反正就内心这个愿望，可能是前世来的。然后，但是呢，的确看到人们，因为这个，就是因为就是收获到了薄伽梵歌之后的改变，这个对我们是一个很大的激励，就是真的变化太大了。我们每个人都可以看到每个人这个身份喜悦的一件事，它也是一个动力之一。
I can't exactly identify what is where is my inspiration from.
我想起来了，我想起我重新说一下，对不起，那个对，我想起来了，是这样的，就是这个动力是来自于，这个很重要，对不起啊，就是来自于 Guru， 是因为当然我自己内心里面就是说他怎么最初是怎么来的我不知道，但是后来这个东西怎么被推动起来的，确实是 Guru Maharaj 的那个一方面是他来中国想要就是传教嘛，然后就是想要每次活动嘛，我们也当时帮着 Guru Maharaj 在组织活动，然后就愁没人，就感觉招人挺困难的，因为这个活动又不像一个世俗活动哈，容易招人，这不好招，然后所以就很发愁。然后呢，后来就是有一年，大概我忘了是哪一年了，应该是16年或者17年吧，大概就是那个时间，大概16年。然后我们去温达文的时候，就是第一次在申请，就是是否可以去拉达克沐浴啊，那个后来。因为那会儿我们都不太懂嘛，也不知道沐浴，反正知道净化，也不知道到底净化啥。然后，但是 Guru Maharaj 当时就给了我们一个，就是说，就告诉我们为什么去沐浴。然后他说要为他在中国的传教事业去沐浴。然后就 就是那一句话，让我们每个人都得到了净化，因为那句话确实是我当时一下子就让我们在拉德昆沐浴就变得很神圣，然后我们心里面的确，我至少我心里面是非常神圣的祈祷了一下，要让我能够帮助到姑妈就在中国的传教，然后后来因为好些个人都去沐浴了嘛，回来之后我们相互提醒说，我们那次去沐浴不是去，包括拉萨普亚哈，就是不是去为了就是去净化自己的，其实是要为孤儿的那个在中国的传教来沐浴的，所以其实这个也是一个非常大的一个动力，所以一直确实想去学孤儿，也想去完成孤儿在这个中国的这么一个传播的这么一个就是中国的传播。
It's because of my Guru Maharaj has desire to preach in China. Whenever he visited China, he likes to have outreach programs, and we have to get people to attend the programs because it was not like material activities. I remember one year, that was 2016, when we visited Radhakun during our pilgrimage in Vrindavan. Before visiting Radhakun, we were asking Guru Maharaj for permission. Guru Maharaj said, you have to base in Radhakun praying for my preaching mission. So only these words really purified each of us. So in my heart, I pray that please allow me to engage and help him to preach in China. And even after Kim coming back to China, we reminded each other, including, we all reminded ourselves that we in Radhakun prayed and to be engaged in assisting Guru Maharaj's preaching, so we need to do that. So I think our
connection. Hare Krishna. This connection's having
Hare
problems.
Krishna.
Yeah, we're having problems with the connection, it seems. Is that my side or your side? You're breaking quite a bit.
Hare Krishna.
You're breaking quite a bit. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hare Krishna.
Yes,
no,
yes.
It seems to be intermittently. It's intermittently breaking.
Hare Krishna.
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hare Krishna. Can you hear me?
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
Why is the connection seems weak? Hare Bo. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Connection seems weak, Shambhaliwa. Hare Krishna.
Okay, we will change a room. Hare Krishna.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
That's a bit better now.
Okay.
And you have to be mindful about the connection because it did weaken at some point there. So, just saying. All right. Yeah, thank you for that. It seems that you have read quite a bit of Prabhupada's books. I know you studied the Bhagavatam and all. And, different devotees have different study habits and some read more, some seem read less, but you seem to be kind of an avid reader. You seem to read and take notes and everything. What was your motivation for that?
据我了解，你读了很多圣帕巴达的书籍，包括圣典波加卡坦，也都读了很多。不同的奉献者有不同的学习习惯。那据我了解，你是很热衷于读圣帕巴达的书籍的，圣帕巴达的书籍的，而且你读的时候也会做一些笔记，什么的。那你阅读圣帕巴达的书籍的动力在哪里呢？
他就是非常喜欢，因为就感觉这个事儿是生命当中最重要的事儿了，就好像没有别的事情比这件事情更加重要，因为其他事情都比较，就是要跟这个相比就变得毫无意义了，毫无滋味儿。
I simply love it.I'm attracted. For me, reading Srila Prabhupada's books is the most important thing in life. In comparison, everything else becomes insignificant, becomes tasteless.
And you know, amongst the group members and all of that, how have you seen kind of a transformation in their lives by reading Prabhupada's books?
你在你的组员身上有看到他们的生活也因为圣帕巴达的书籍有很大的转变吧？到底你有看到圣帕巴达的书籍是怎么样改变他们的人生的呢？
哦，那这个变化就太多太大了，就是几乎每一个人都因圣帕巴达的书籍而受益，就是每个人至少从一个非常初级的层面上就没有那么多执着了，然后变得开心了，家庭关系也变得更加的这个和谐，就是总而言之，因为内心的执念逐渐在减少嘛，因为那个经典当中已经给了我们这么多美妙的教导啊，就唤醒了我们的知觉，所以就是变化特别特别的大。这个就没有办法再详细举例子了，因为每个人都是奇迹。
Yes, that's true. There's really a lot of transformations happening, taking place in everybody's, in everyone's life. Maybe due to limited time, I may not elaborate on the examples, but I can say that they have less attachment and their family relationships.Become more harmonious, and due to the wonderful teachings of our philosophy, they become happier.
Okay, very good. Oftentimes, devotees, you know, they ask questions about how to keep balanced, you know, how to balance everything because, oh, they have their work and they have.You know, family to take care of, and, you know, they have their own Krishna conscious, you know, sadhana to also do. And if they're, you know, doing some preaching work or having a group, sometimes devotees, you know, they express that it's hard to keep all of that balanced and they tend to kind of like go out of balance. So,You seem to be doing those things, all of those things. What would you attribute to that ability that you have to balance?
往往我们会听到奉献者问到说，我既要工作上班，又要照顾家庭，还要修习 Krishna 知觉，要有我的基本的 sadhana 规范修习要做，有时候呢还要传教啊。还要照顾自己的小组，这么多事情，怎么平衡？那这些事情你也都在同时做着，看来你也平衡的非常好。那你到底是怎样做到的平衡呢？
其实严格意义上来说，不存在平衡这件事儿，因为就是 Guru Maharaj 说过一句话。就是我们在物质生活当中种种的努力
都包含着错误。那既然如此的话，我们其实在物质生活当中，如果没有灵性作为根基的话，其实我们做什么事情，其实全部都在给自己种下新的业报。所以其实是要在灵性的根基上来行事，那个形式才是更加趋于完善的，那至少是更加容易做到无报嘛，解这个就是是这样的一个状态。所以说它不存在平衡，而是必须要有灵性为一个指引，为它就像一个那个叫什么灯塔一样，它必须我们必须要在这个灯塔的这个引领下，这个船你才有方向，否则的话你在物质生活当中随波逐流有什么意义呢？所以其实在我看来它没有平衡，它就是必须的。
I think strictly speaking there's no such thing as balance, because I remember Guru Maharaj said there's fault in every endeavor in this material world. So unless we have a good foundation of spiritual practice and we base everything on our spiritual practice, whatever we do will incur new karma. Only when we have good foundation of spiritual practice can we become perfect in our action, in our activities. That means we will be free from the reactions of activities. It's like spiritual practice is like a tower, is guiding us when we are drifting on the ocean of material life. Otherwise, we will be carried away.
So from that, I deduce that the practice of one's individual sadhana is very, very important as a foundation.
那从你所说的，那我们就可以得出这样的结论，是不是说，每一个人的个人的 sadhana 规范修习才是根基？
是的，这个非常的重要，没有这个的话，在物质活动当中就是生死轮回。
Yes, that's very important. Otherwise, whatever material activities we are engaged in, we will ultimately be caught in the cycle of birth and death in this material world.
Mm-hmm. And so, from good sadhana practice, it gives one the strength then to do everything that one needs to do. In other words, be it for family, or be it for business, or be it for any other thing, that one has a type of inner strength, and one is able to put things in perspective, and do the right things at the right time, because it's also about practical things. There are practical things we need to do in this world, and we're supposed to be responsible. We're not escapists as such. Like Arjun had to do his duty, and all of us have to do our respective duties.
那也就是说，有了很好的规范的萨达那规范修习的话，一个人就会获得内在的力量去做他应该做的事情，履行他的职责，照顾家庭呀，做生意，还有其他应该做的事情。而且有了很好的规范修习 sadhana， 也就能够以恰当的视角去看待事物了，能够在正确的事情时间做正确的事情，因为这是很实际的，我们实际的生活当中面对的都很实际的事情，我们应该做有责任心的人，负责任的人，我们不是想做逃避主义者，不想去逃避，就像尔朱那必须履行作战的职责，我们每个人也需要履行我们自己的职责。
So it means that our practice of Krishna consciousness, is very foundational to everything we do in life. And unless and until we have that firm foundation, then things won't remain in balance.
也就是说 Krishna 这里的修习是我们生活当中一切所要做的一切事情的根基，如果没有坚实的 Krishna 这里修习的基础，就根本谈不上任何的平衡了。
Is that correct?
是不是这样？
哦，对的，是的。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so thank you. Last thing, what message or advice would you like to give to other devotees, especially the younger devotees, on how to remain enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness and inspired to both study Prabhupada's book and distribute them?
最后一个想问你的问题就是对于年轻的或者说是更新一点的奉献者，你有没有什么建议，怎样才能够在 Krishna 之觉当中始终保持热情，既保持热情去备受鼓舞的阅读圣帕巴德的书籍，又同时充满热情的去派发圣帕巴德的书籍呢？
就是首先确实要一直要追随灵性导师的这个训语，就是跟去服务灵性导师，然后好好的规范休息之后，就像咕噜刚才所说的，我们内在的力量就会生成起来。当我们内在的力量生成起来之后呢，我们就可以有感受到生命的喜悦，就是来自于这个力量带来给我们的关于生命如何活以及它的喜悦。这样我们因为肯定是通过你感受到了喜悦快乐，你才可以有更大的动力前行，所以就好好去做吧，我们相互鼓励啊，共勉。
To follow the spiritual master's orders and always keep serving the spiritual master, as Guru Maharaj said, sadhana gives one inner strength. As long as one get inner strength from good sadhana, he can feel bliss in his life. And once he feels blissful, he will have motivation to continue. So we just do it.
So in short, to be inspired to to be inspired to distribute Krishna consciousness, you have to be very serious about your own practice of it.
那简单说就是要想满怀热情的始终备受鼓舞的去派发 Krishna 之觉，你首先要在自己的规范修习上要认真，对吗？
对，这个是这个前提，没有这个的话你再派发就有点像不，当然也是可以派发的，但是那样派发可能会更有力量。
Yes, good sadhana is a prerequisite. It will give you strength.
Yeah, so it's almost like our little three-word sutra, practice, taste, distribute.
那就像我们经常说的那句公式吧，我们说我们 Krishna 是觉休息的公式就是休息、品味、派发。
If you practice Krishna consciousness seriously the way that Prabhupada gave it, then you will obviously be very inspired and very enthusiastic, feel very, very satisfied, very blissful. And naturally that will be a very potent motivation to distribute it to others.
如果我们能够按照圣帕帕给我们的程序，严格按照圣帕帕给我们的程序去修习的话，我们自然就会很受鼓舞，很有热情，也很满足，很喜乐。这样的话就会形成一股巨大的动力去向别人去派发。
So thank you so much, Lilamai Radhika, for joining us and answering these questions.
非常感谢你，Lilamai Radhika,
感谢你接受我的采访，你们回答这些问题和我们分享。
And as Hare Krishna, as Prabhupada said, you know, success is something that can be copied. So, you know, we are confident that devotees who have heard some of the things you shared, that they too may be able to apply them in their lives, and it may help them as devotees to advance in Krishna consciousness, but at the same time be inspired to share Krishna consciousness with others.
就像圣普拉巴的说的，成功是可以复制的，所以我们相信奉献者们听了你的分享之后呢，把你分享的内容运用在生活当中，他们自己的修习会变得更好，他们在传播方面也会做得更加的有效。
So we want to thank Sati Mataji for facilitating our program and Shyama Lila for translation and of course all of you for joining us.
感谢 Sati Mataji 一如既往的来协助我们组织每周一的早课，也更感谢大家能够抽出时间来聆听周一的早课。感谢 Shyama Lila 的翻译。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
所有荣耀归 Srila Prabhupada.